All right, what is up, everybody? Welcome to Making the Cut. This is episode 2. We are live and in effect. Let's go. This is episode 2, obviously. If you're tuning in, thank you very much for being as interested as you were in the first episode to come back. And I'm just really thankful for everybody who showed love and just let me know that it was, you know, it was great and that it was a good start. So I really appreciate all of that. Today, obviously by the title, we're going to be getting into the ways that I handled and everybody else handled volleyball throughout quarantine. Obviously, quarantine was huge. Quarantine was by far one of the biggest things that's ever happened in my life. If you hear the wind in the background, I'm very sorry about that. Anyway, quarantine was obviously huge and probably one of the biggest things that's happened in my life, any of you guys' life, and one of the biggest things that will happen in any of our lifetime. Like, just think about how monumental a worldwide pandemic is. Like, I didn't even know the word pandemic before. Well, I did. But, like, I don't pay attention to things like that before it actually happens to me, you know? But, I mean, we made it through, kinda, not really, that was a lie. We're still in the midst of it, it's still bad, it's still something that we'd have to take serious. Rest in peace to anybody who, you know, anybody's family members or friends or, you know, anything that could not make it out or is still battling it. So it was a very big thing for everybody and affected and touched, I think, everybody's life in some way or another. But we're going to get back on track here. Like I said, thank you for tuning in, and here we go. So the first thing we're going to touch on is how much quarantine messed, like, my entire life up. Everybody's entire life up. I was getting ready for my junior year, spring of junior year in high school. I was very excited for school season. I just gotten off a really good club season. I learned a lot. I grew a lot. And I was just really excited for that, you know, that school season to show how much I grew, because that would have been my second year of school. Most of you know that. So, you know, of course, I'm going to be very excited. I'm going to be very pumped up. I'm going to be amped. I'm going to be ready. I was ready. And it was my first year of being on a varsity sport. And I was going to be a leader. No doubt about it. I was going to be up front. I was going to be, you know, doing the things that leaders do, because I put myself in that position. Like you guys know in the last episode that I said, I worked my butt off to be in the position that I was. And I got it. I was going to have it. It was in my hands. It was right there. All I had to do was close them. And, you know, quarantine came. It would have been a really good year for my team, because we had some good pieces and we still do have those pieces. We were a very young team. We were all juniors, or most of us were juniors. Not sure. I don't think we have any sophomores, but it was mostly juniors. Had about 5 or 6 seniors, and it was going to be big. It was going to be huge for us. I don't know if it would have been a breakout year, because we had some very good competition in our conference, but it definitely would have been an eye-opener for us for the year to come, our senior year, which is now. It just would have been amazing to have, but obviously didn't have it, couldn't have that. But I'm just going to basically break down how it all just went down and how we kind of found out and kind of, you know, it was broke to us that we couldn't have it. So the date was, I think, March 13th, March 14th. And, you know, we're getting ready for practice. We're prepared. We're mentally, physically, we're warming up, setting all the nets up. We had previously started about a week earlier, so we had literally been only been in the gym, only been together for about a week, and we had made the teams the day previously, so like the practice previously. So we had one practice as a team, and then We got shut down the next day, but we were only in there a week. And March 13th or 14th, we're setting up the nets, about to start practice, and our coach got a call, and he was like, and he went out the gym, and he came back in, and he was like, yeah, guys, we got to get shut down. You know, we're getting shut down right now. We got to take all the nets down. Everybody's got to go home. And, you know, that was basically it. So that following week, it was spring break. Like, it was our spring break. We only had, like, a week of spring break. And it was only supposed to be for that week. And initially, I think we were going to practice throughout that week. We didn't have matches, but we were going to practice. And we were going to, you know, just be there for that. But then, I don't know if it was the next day or Sunday where our coach, like, texted us. And he was like, yeah, guys, we can't even practice. Like, they're shutting that down too. And all that jazz. And initially, I was like, man, like, this sucks. But I had some hope because I thought we were, you know, I think it was about 2 weeks, a 2 week quarantine, that we were like, be in the house and get this all figured out. And then we're going to go back and we're going to have a season. It was going to be modified even at that point. It was going to be like, it was going to be changed. I don't know how. I just think we would have been going under the games we've missed, like not even going back to those. But I think it was changed then. And then, so I was like, all right, you know, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks more to prepare. Weight lift, get in the gym, just mentally be prepared for the season more than I was, because you can always be better. And so we got shut down, and they let us know that it was going to be about 2 weeks. And so I just remember texting like my team in our group chat, and I was like, you know, whenever we can, I want to make sure that we can get in the gym or play sand or, you know, do whatever, just so we have that leg up. Because our first match was against a tough team, Jefferson. You guys probably, I probably don't have a lot of people outside of Illinois, much less Rockford, listening to this. But Jefferson and Boylan were the teams to beat this year. And I believe that we had a fighting chance against both of them. And we would have been very good. But they're very, very top heavy seniors, all across the board, almost every position, solid seniors. It just would have been good games. And so I was just like telling my guys, like, hey, let's try to make sure that we're in tip-top shape and doing everything that they don't, so that we can, you know, potentially beat these guys when we come back, so we're in a better, like, position than them for that. And of course, as you all know, it did not happen. We did not come back in 2 weeks. It definitely was a lot longer than 2 weeks. But just when I finally realized that we weren't going to go back to not even just volleyball, just school, I was like, wow. Like, I was in a state of shock. I was definitely in a state of shock. I was lost for sure, because I did not know what any of it meant. I think, you know, much like everybody else, but just like even the teachers and the coaches, they didn't know what it meant. They didn't know what to do. They've probably never experienced anything like this before in their life. And so, you know, I'm just playing it by ear. And I believe the first, like, I think I stayed in the house solidly for like a month. But if you do know me and know enough about me, you don't even have to know, you know, me a whole bunch, but you know that I do not like to be physically, like, dormant for long. Like, I do not like to just sit around and do nothing. Barely even on my off days, and I put that in quotations, off days, I'm always doing something. And if you know me, you know that. And so that month was very hard for me. Like, mentally, I had to wrap my head around, like, okay, look, I'm not going to have a junior season. I'm not going to get, you know, the recognition that we could have. We're not going to have that opportunity like I thought, you know, I was so prepared for. And, you know, it was like a culture shock to me. It was very weird to not be able to do that. And, you know, you could ask some of the closest people around me. I was just like, man, I'm struggling. Like, I am not having a good time right now because I do not know what to do. And luckily, like, school is in a weird place as well. So where basically how they did school was however you ended when quarantine hit, that was like where you were for the rest of the year. So luckily I was, you know, doing pretty solid before quarantine. And so I didn't really have to do much after, but, it was just like that first month was so influential. And my initial expectations was like, okay, we're going to come back and we're going to, you know, do this, this, this. Obviously didn't happen. And in a way, like, I'm grateful for quarantine. I honestly am. And it, you know, it might sound weird. I'm not grateful for all, you know, everything, you know, of course, like the sickness and the death and, you know, everything getting shut down, the financial part of it. No, I'm not grateful for that. But personally, volleyball, athletic-wise, I'm grateful for quarantine because it put me in a position that I never thought I would have had. And I definitely wouldn't have been where I am right now and as good as I am right now if it weren't for that 3-4-5 month quarantine that we had. I know it may sound weird, and you guys might be feeling this way too, but literally I went, I can describe it like this. Like, so going into my junior year, going into my junior school season year, I thought, you know, I'm like all that in a bag of chips. Like, I'm really about to go in and I'm about to kill it. I'm about to, you know, do all this stuff. And quarantine really, you know, pulled me to the side and was like, hey, look, no, you're not. Like, you're really, like, mediocre, you know? Like, and it kind of, like, punched me in the face and was like, look, you can either, like, get with it or get swept away because it's, like, senior year is coming, club is coming. You're going to have to be a lot better than you are right now. And it just kind of, it kind of put a fire under my butt, I'm not going to lie. And it made me a better player. It made me get stronger. It made me be a better passer. It made me fix my hitting form, which, yeah, it was pretty bad. Fix my platform. Fix the way I move on the court. How much volleyball I watched. I did not used to watch a lot of volleyball. Before quarantine, I would like go on like a week, little like binge of it, and then I kind of stop. And let me tell you something about watching volleyball. Watching volleyball is probably it's like a top 10 thing to make you better at the sport or any sport, because just watching volleyball, I would see like just how they move and how they carry themselves and what ways they like the different ways that they do it on that level compared to this level. And it made me get like try to be at that level, and it made me try to, you know, be like them and do things like them. And that really elevated my game, I want to say. Like, it made me want to be better and be the best, you know? Like, Watching Colin Cowell in Hawaii was like one of the biggest people probably that I watch over quarantine, because he's like my height, I think. Don't quote me on that, but he's around my height. He's not a huge guy. He's not a Ben Patch or a, you know, he's not huge. And he's playing at a D1 level. Now, I'm not saying I'm gonna go D1, but I'm saying he is my height or around my height, playing at a D1 level and actually like thriving, like actually doing good. And so for me, watching him front row and back row and just how he carried himself, you know, throughout everything, it was crucial, because it made me carry myself like that and change the way I act it and change the way I lifted, you know, seeing him on his Instagram and seeing him like lift and just get into gyms and make it work. Like it gave me a new level of grit, in a way to just go after it and get it. 'Cause there's, at the end of the day, there's no excuses. Like, there's people out there right now outworking me, especially you, all of us. And, you know, they have half the resources that we do. I know, like, there's probably somebody out there right now without a phone that can't even listen to this, that's grinding and gonna be in a better place. And, you know, that just puts things in perspective. Like, man, you gotta go get it. Like, nobody's gonna really hand it to you. Nothing's gonna be easy about it. Doesn't mean it has to be necessarily hard, but, you know, nothing's gonna be given. And so just watching him and watching like BYU, Stanford, Loyola, you know, all those different schools, those top schools, and even the lower schools, like NAIA schools, just going into those schools, that looking into those schools that, you know, might not be, you know, division wise as good, but they have some grimy players. Like, let me tell you, like, I can't really name anybody by name, but watching some of those games, some of those guys go harder at that level than at the D1 level. It's just because it means more to them. You know, it's to some of those guys at the D1 level, it could just be like a not a hobby, but something that, you know, they enjoy. But at the NAI or D3 level, you know, that's their life. That's, you know, what they want to do. That's what they love. And I personally put myself in that position, like, damn, this is something that I love. This is something that I really want to do and really want to get better at. It doesn't really matter what stage I'm playing on. I just want to be the best version of me possible. And so just quarantine taught me to be in a different mind frame and to work different and work more efficiently. And just everything about it was world shifting to me. And I'm very grateful for it, like I said. And it's made me the player that I am today. And I hope it still makes me the player that I hope to be in the future. And yeah, that was just kind of a background on my quarantine experience. I know a lot of you guys had some different things. Personally, I was not the best at social distancing in the beginning, and listening to all of the guidelines. My friends can attest to that. I was definitely, you know, hitting everybody up that wanted to go play sand 2, sand 3, sand 4s, and to just play and get reps in. But obviously, funny thing about that was they actually, like, around where I live, they took all the nets down. It, just like the basketball nets, they took all the sand nets, court nets down. But there was one park that has stood up that the net didn't get taken down, in Rockford, and that's where we've just been going. That's where we went, and that's where I basically lived until things started to, you know, move a little more and open up. And yeah, I was lucky that we had a sand league for our age group that started up, and, you know, I did that for about 2 months, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed it, and I think it made me a lot better, and it made my friends a lot better. It just made the summer like a great opportunity to just get better. So moving on to like our kind of next point in the podcast, we're going to just talk about how things started to pick up for me and for places around my area. It was about June. I want to say it was June. And I was just, the sand had been going on for about 2 or 3 weeks. We played only like twice a week. And about 2 or 3 weeks. And I get a call from a man named Derek Papich. He's a very, very loved guy here in the Rockford area. He runs, he's down at the UW. It's like a very big sports center in Rockford. And a lot of people know him. A lot of people love him. We all like, he's probably like the volleyball dad of the community. You can't miss him. If he comes somewhere, he's going to be known. He's going to be recognized. And so I get a call from him. And he's like, yo, we're making a league for the schools that, you know, for the Nick 10, basically. And it's going to be basically like a makeup mock season for all the seniors that couldn't get a senior season and just everybody who missed and couldn't get it. I don't think they had a JV one, but it was about for... I want to say it was like 4 or 5 weeks, and every team played every team. Sometimes you played a team twice, but it was about 8 games you played. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, I get a call from him and he's like, yeah, we're setting this up. I wanted to know if Guilford, my school, would be interested in it. And I'm like, I'm obviously like, of course, like sign me up. And then I get a text from my school coach, and he's like, yo, Jordy, I'm going to put you in charge of getting this together, getting all the guys together, and making sure, like, we can get in this and play. And our coach wasn't at the games, but he would, like, I would update him about them. And the registration for the league was like about a week away from that call. I don't know when it was like specifically, but it was about a week away from that call. And I think about Guilford is we have like a really solid team, but it's not a lot of us. Like, it's not like we don't have like a full like 12-15 men roster of just solid. It's more like probably like 5 or 6 of us that are really good and gonna be, you know, solid going into the future. And so we, of course, were like into it. Like, we were like, oh yeah, we're gonna get into this and we're gonna play. But then like the rest of our team was kind of like, eh, I don't really know, like I don't really want to, or maybe, you know, a lot of maybes going across the board. And so me being in charge, it made me frustrated because, you know, obviously I had to get the money to Derek, and I had to get us registered within the next week. And so for the next week, I'm just like reaching out to everybody like, man, are you going to do this? Are you going to not? Like, we didn't know. So so we can know how many, like how much each person has to pay. And so it was about 3 days before I had to register. I had to register our team, and I'm like, damn, like, Derek, like, I don't think we're going to be able to do it. Like, we don't have enough people. We don't have enough money, you know, all that stuff. And so it was about a day before, and I was going for the final push. I'm like, guys, like, it's either we're in or out. Like, there's no way. I literally said, like, that we're in or out. There's no if, like, maybes or eh this time. Like, no, you're in or you're out. And so... Thankfully, we got enough, and we did get registered, and we played. And honestly, that league was probably some of the most fun volleyball I've played in a while. We only lost like the first two, but then the rest we were on fire. We were pretty solid. We were a solid team in that tournament league, and it was just fun. It was fun, and I took it. You could probably ask some of my teammates and the people we played against. It was like the NBA Finals to me, and it really did mean a lot because, like I said, coming off of quarantine, we'd only been quarantined for a couple months at that point, but it was like, man, I'm finally seeing the indoor court again. I'm about to go crazy. Like, I'm about to, like, I'm trying to do everything I can. And so that's basically what it was. And I took it pretty serious. And I'm already very competitive. Like, even in an open gym situation, ask some of my teammates, like, I am very competitive and I like to compete. And I like to win, or I like to learn and just do good. You know, who doesn't like to do good in whatever they like to do? And so I took it very serious, and I was very competitive with it. And so we ended up being like second or third in that, in the league. I'm not too sure. I forgot our record. I'm not sure. I don't want to spin anything out there. But we ended up doing pretty good. So yeah, that was that. And it ended about July, and that was when like sand was kind of like picking up again, and we had like these like sand tournaments, sand doubles. And so that just kind of brings us to our kind of last point, which is how everything is picking back up and like getting back to normal, if you want to say the new normal. Right now we're heading into our club season. We are going to get a club season. It's kind of modified, but yeah, we're going to have a club season. I'm not really sure the whole like timeline, but the schedule, it's going to be like in-house playing where we're going to play each other kind of. And then I'm not really too sure when or if we're going to get to have tournaments with like other clubs and things like that, but I really do hope so. The gyms are back open. I've been weightlifting for about 2 or 3 months now at my local Y and just, you know, different places, obviously. It's just a little bit more normal to be in bigger settings now. Like grass tournaments are back on. I went to a couple grass tournaments over quarantine, sand tournaments, and very big groups of people. Probably not the smartest idea, but I don't think anybody was affected by that. Just, you know, everything is kind of picking back up, but with a lot of caution. And I'm very, very glad for it. And I hope it stays this way, and, you know, all that. And I just hope everybody's safe, feeling good mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And yeah, thank you guys. This is the end. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for, if you guys did make it here, I appreciate you guys so much. And lastly, there on Instagram today, or, well, yeah, on Instagram, I was just scrolling through, and I obviously have volleyball things and other clubs on my feed, and I kept seeing this picture of this, like 13-year-old girl, like, just, like, it was, like, her club pose picture, like, you know, like, picture day, it was her picture. And I'm like, why do I keep seeing this girl? And so I finally like click on it. And actually, I don't think I want to say her name. I'm not going to say her name. But if you do look at any social media, my Instagram or anything like that, the girl did commit suicide. I was reading and she did, and she was 13 years old. She played, I don't know what club team she played for, but it's very sad, and it's a very real thing. It's very real within our culture, and it's very, like, a lot of people don't think it's there, or a lot of people don't think it's important, but it is. And I just want to remind you guys and let you guys know that your mental health is just as important as your physical health. And, you know, it doesn't matter how good of an athlete you are, how amazing, you know, you are at a sport or at academics, you can be affected by mental health, and it can, you know, make you, you know, just not who you are, not the best version of you. And I just want to remind you guys and let you guys know that it's okay to feel things. It's okay to be in touch with your feelings, even as a male. Yes, I am very in touch with my feelings. It doesn't mean you cry a lot. It doesn't mean you're weak. It just means that you have an understanding of yourself and understand what hurts you and what affects you. And it's okay. It's okay to feel things, and it's okay. And like I said, it's a very, very sad story. I don't want to share, you know, a lot of personal information because it's obviously not my place. But I just want to let you guys know that it's okay to feel, and it's okay to be in any type of state of mind, as long as you know that it's, you can get out of it, and it's all temporary. And you know, like I said, your mental health is just as important, if not more important, than your physical health. And that's probably another podcast for another day. But you know, I'm gonna cut it short. And yeah, if you guys want to see, if you guys want to look for that, it's probably on my, it is still on my story. And but yeah, if you did make it to the end of this and you did just hear that, I hope you're having a great day and that you're feeling just as great as I am that I did this podcast. And yeah, stay blessed, stay healthy. And yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.